We now take a moment to discover once again what it is to believe in a Father who's created us. In the first article of the Creed, our confession is focused on God, our Creator, from whom our divine Savior Jesus has proceeded. It is the voice of God the Father that we hear on the Mount of Transfiguration, acclaiming his Son Jesus and directing his disciples to listen to him. As we declare our faith in God the Father, we affirm our trust in his plan for us as his children, to grant us life and to place us into position through which we can serve him and our neighbors. We speak the words of this article of the Apostles' Creed, followed by Luther's explanation.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
What does this mean?
I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true.